From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. New Orleans Mardi Gras is known for its massive parades with masked revelers throwing beads from large floats. But because of the New Year's Day attack on Bourbon Street, the city is requiring more police officers, which means higher costs. The Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports on how smaller independent parades are vital in New Orleans and how these costs impact them.
Greetings from the intergalactic crew of Chewbacca's, a sci-fi and fantasy-themed Mardi Gras crew made up of more than 120 sub-crews, small groups ranging in size from half a dozen to hundreds of members, each with their own theme.
We are Crew Shall Not Pass. We are the Lord of the Rings walking crew for Chewbacca's, and this is our second year running.
It's the week before parade day, and they're gathering to hang out and exchange throws. These are small, handmade items unique to each subcrew, like painted wands for Mischief Managed, a Harry Potter crew, or decorated forks for the Twilight-themed crew of Twihards, which member Kayla Mendo explains.
As an homage to the City of Forks, which is the setting of Twilight.
Mardi Gras doesn't just happen on Mardi Gras Day. Crew members get together throughout the year, meeting up to craft throws, work on their costumes, and their dance routines. Chewbacca's Captain Simonette Barry, or her official title,
Overlord Apocalypse Meow,
says that sense of community is a huge part of Carnival, and it's more important than ever.
We can't let things like the Bourbon Street attack stop the joy that we find in each other and in the culture of parading and celebration.
Because of the attack, New Orleans is requiring parades to have more police officers to provide security. The city covers these costs for larger, more traditional parades. But for independent walking crews, costs can typically reach up to tens of thousands of dollars, and they have to pay for it themselves.
These are regular New Orleanians. You know, they're school teachers. They might be retired.
Yvonne Garrett is captain of Crew de Vue, another walking parade.
We are very well known for, let's just say, our sophomoric humor.
Garrett says the independent crews also make a ton of money for New Orleans. An economic impact study done by the University of New Orleans last year found that Crew de Vue alone generated almost $2 million for the city. New Orleans City Council President J.P. Morrell says that's why these parades should be supported by the city.
I mean, if you talk to the businesses along a Chewbacca's or Crew de Vue route, they'll say those walking troops do not go along traditional Mardi Gras routes. So for some of those businesses, they literally count on that infusion of people for the year.
Morrell's office is working to change the city's code so that parades that cause a certain economic impact can have their security costs covered so they can continue and more residents can join in on the fun, which is actually how Mardi Gras originally started. Vatican Loki, a.k.a. Professor Carl Naval, is a Mardi Gras historian who has been covering parades for almost 30 years for local TV. He says the very first crews had similar beginnings back in the 1800s.
It was only a few people. They had maybe one float. They had to borrow their costumes from a touring Shakespearean company just to be able to make the procession and the ball for that evening. But they started the same way as many of the marching crews today started. A lot of people getting together and deciding, let's put on a parade and be part of the carnival heritage.
Just days before their parade, Chewbacca's got the security bill. Almost $45,000, more than twice what they normally pay. The crew was worried about whether they'd be able to afford it and having to raise the price for membership, which could make it harder for people to participate in Mardi Gras. Luckily, the city stepped up to cover the extra cost so the parade could roll as planned. It's a temporary solution for this year. But they'll have to come up with a long-term solution to pay for security, so in future Mardi Gras, people can stay safe and laissez le bon temps rouler. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.